Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16. How Parikshit received the age of Kali. And today we're reading verses 32 and 33. You'll just have to sort of, you're going to translate, is it? Just have to do it as I do. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Simultaneous?
Hosakta
hai?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, right. So 116, 32 and 33, and I believe it's 33 there on the sheets.
32.
Brahmadayo
Bahu
Tapa Samacharan
Bhagavat
Prapanna
Sa
Shri Swa Vasam
Aravinda
Vanam
Vihaya
Yat
Pada
Sobhaga
Alam
Bhajate
Nurakta
Brahma Dayo Bahutitam Yadapanga Moksha
Brahma Dayo Bahutitam Yadapanga Moksha
Kamastapasamacharan Bhagavat Prapanna
Kamastapasamacharan Bhagavat Prapanna
Sa Shri Swavasam Aravinda Vanam Vihaya
Sa Shri Swavasam Aravinda Vanam Vihaya
Yat pada so bhagamalam bhajate nurakta.
Yat pada so bhagamalam bhajate nurakta.
Brahma adaya.
Adaya.
Demigods such as Brahma.
Demigods such as Brahma.
Bahutitam. For many days. Yat. Of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Apanga moksha.
Glance of grace.
Kama.
Kama.
Being desirous of.
Tapa.
Penances.
Samacharan.
Executing.
Bhagavat.
Unto the personality of Godhead. Prapanna.
Surrendered.
Sa. She, the goddess of fortune.
Shri
Lakshmi Ji.
Swavasam.
Her own abode.
Aravindavanam,
the forest of lotus flowers.
Vihaya,
leaving aside.
Yat,
whose
pada,
feet. Sopagam,
all blissful,
Alam,
without hesitation,
Bhajate,
worships,
Anurakta.
Anurakta.
Being attached.
Being attached.
Now there's actually another verse here, verse 33, which is not on your sheet, so I'll just read that. Tasyaham abja kuli shankusha ke tu ke tai Srimat padar bhagavata samalangritangi Trinat yarocha upalabhya tato vibhutim Lokan samam vyasrijad utsmayatim tadante. So the translation of both verses. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, whose glance of grace was sought by demigods like Brahma, and for whom they surrendered many a day unto the personality of Godhead, gave up her own abode in the forest of lotus flowers, and engaged herself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. I was endowed with specific powers to supersede the fortune of all the three planetary systems by being decorated with the impressions of the flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving rod, and lotus flower, which are signs of the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the end, when I felt I was so fortunate, the Lord left me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The beauty and opulence of the world can be enhanced by the grace of the Lord, and not by any man-made planning. When the Lord Sri Krishna was present on this earth, the impressions of the special signs of his lotus feet were stamped on the dust. And as a result of this specific grace, the whole earth was made as perfect as possible. In other words, the rivers, the seas, the forests, the hills, and the mines, which are the supplying agents for the necessities of men and animals, were fully discharging their respective duties. Therefore, the riches of the world surpassed all the riches of all other planets in the three planetary systems of the universe. One should therefore ask that the grace of the Lord always be present on earth, so that we may be favored with his causeless mercy and be happy, having all necessities of life. One may ask how we can detain the Supreme Lord on this earth after his mission is fulfilled and he has left this earth for his own abode. The answer is that there is no need to detain the Lord. The Lord, being omnipresent, can be present with us if we want him at all. By his omnipresence, he can always be with us if we're attached to his devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. There is nothing in the world with which the Lord is disconnected. The only thing we must learn is to excavate the source of connection and thus be linked with him by a fenceless service. We can be connected with him by the transcendental sound representation of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical. And one who chants the holy name of the Lord in an offenseless manner can at once realize that the Lord is present before him. Even by the vibration of radio sound, we can partially realize sound relativity. And by resounding the sound of transcendence, we can verily feel the presence of the Lord. In this age when everything is polluted by the contamination of Kali, It is instructed in the scriptures and preached by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can at once be free from contamination and gradually rise to the status of transcendence and go back to Godhead. The offenseless chanter of the holy name of the Lord is as auspicious as the Lord himself. And the movement of pure devotees of the Lord all over the world can at once change the troublesome face of the world. Only by the propagation of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord can we be immune from all effects of the age of Kali. Okay, I'll read the verses again. Brahmadeo bahutitam yadapanga moksha kamastapasa macharan bhagavat prapanna sa shri suvasamaravinda vanam vihaya yat pada sobhagam alam bhajate nurakta tasyaham abjak kulishankusha ketu ketai Srimat Padar Bhagavata Samalangritangi Trin Achyarocha Upalabhya Tato Vibhutim Lokan Samam Vyasrijad Utsmayatim Tadante. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, whose glance of grace was sought by demigods like Brahma, and for whom they surrendered many a day unto the personality of Godhead, gave up her own abode in the forest of lotus flowers and engaged herself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. I was endowed with specific powers to supersede the fortune of all the three planetary systems by being decorated with the impressions of the flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving rod and lotus flower, which are signs of the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the end, when I felt I was so fortunate, the Lord left me. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nera Vishesha Shunyavadi Pastritya Deshatarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakavata Rubyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. So you'll try to translate, or should I just speak slowly? Or
I'll just take the.
You understand little English?
Yeah, some of them understand
it. Okay. All right, so this is Arjuna. This is Arjuna speaking. Wait a minute, no. I'm sorry. It's not Arjuna speaking. That was in Johannesburg. This is Bhumi. This is Mother Earth speaking. I'm sorry. Okay, this is Bhumi speaking, and she is expressing the feeling that when Lord Krishna was here on my surface, planet Earth, I was so fortunate, and not only was I fortunate, but So many others were fortunate. Even Lakshmi Devi, people want the blessings of Lakshmi Devi so much in the form of different types of good fortune, particularly money. Just so many things people want from Lakshmi and different demigods. But but that Lakshmi Devi, who so many, I'll try and speak slowly so you can sort of see what you can do. So that same Lakshmi Devi, who so many people, and including even Brahma and these great, great people, they are just so much anxious to get her mercy. That same Lakshmi Devi gave up her position to get the mercy of Krishna when he was present on this planet. So yes, that same Lakshmi Devi, who so many people are just very enthusiastic to get her mercy, she gave up her position to get some of the mercy of Lord Krishna. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's some discussion about that in a particular context, is that Lord Chaitanya was spending Chaturmasya in Sri Rangam, down there, South India, Tamil Nadu, and so he was staying there with some devotees, and every day he would go visit the temple. Anyway, the thing is, he was staying with those devotees, family of pujaris from that temple, and he would get into some discussions with them sometimes, because they are Sri Vaishnavas, and those particular people, they were very, very staunch Sri Vaishnavas. Means they worship Lakshmi Narayan. And as far as they're concerned, Narayan is supreme, and Lakshmi is the supreme of the consorts of Narayan in his different forms. So this is what they think. So Lord Chaitanya, he got into a discussion with one of the brothers in that family. His name was Venkata Bhatta. And they got into discussion, and Lord Chaitanya said, yes, you feel Lakshmi Narayana supreme. And Venkata Bhatta said, yes, we do. And Lord Chaitanya said, Lord Chaitanya, being very clever, trying. Anyway, just listen to what happens. That Lord Chaitanya said, okay. Lakshmi Narayana supreme, very nice. But tell me, why did Lakshmi leave Narayan to join Krishna in the rasa dance? Good question. And, yeah, and this is while Krishna was present 5,000 years ago. She came here to join the rasa dance. And she left Narayan up there in Vaikuntha. So Venkata Bhatta, this very strong Sri Vaishnav, Lakshmi and Narayan Ki Jai, that he said, well, there's nothing wrong with that, because Krishna, he said, Krishna is Leela Avatar, Leela expansion of Narayan. So he is not different from Narayan. So you cannot say that Lakshmi is being unchaste by leaving Narayan to join Krishna, because Krishna is Narayan. Like that. Leela expansion. And Krishna is very attractive as a Leela expansion of Narayan. You know, Krishna, his pastimes are full of enjoyment and happiness. And Venkata Bhatta said, so it is normal that a wife, a good wife, will want to associate with her husband in all the different aspects of his life. When he's doing different activities, and she wants to be there in all those different situations. So Lord Chaitanya, no, he's very clever, astute. Lord Chaitanya said, oh, that's good. That's nice. Nice explanation. But tell me, there's one thing I'm puzzled about. Please, you must explain. Why is it that when Lakshmi left Narayan to join Krishna in the rasa dance here, she could not enter the rasa dance? She failed to enter the rasa dance. And in fact, in Vrindavan, even today, in one part of Vraj Mandala called Bailvan, just across the river from Vrindavan town, there's the temple of Lakshmi. Yeah. She came to join the rasa dance, and she thought, okay, how will I be able to enter the rasa dance? I know. I will perform austerities, tapasya. Then I will be able to join the rasa dance. So, devotees, sorry to say, Lakshmi Devi is still there. She's still performing austerities. She has not, even after 5,000 years, been able to enter the rasa dance. So this is what Lord Chaitanya said, and, you know, in this very clever way, and he said, I cannot understand this. Can you please explain? And Venkata Bhatta said, this is beyond me. I think only you can understand, only you can explain. Anyway, that's the thing here. This is what happened. And Bhumi is saying that when Krishna came to me and was walking on me, on the surface of me, and leaving the impressions of his lotus feet on me, then Lakshmi, even though people sometimes are going mad, how can I get the mercy of Lakshmi? I want money and other things. They're going mad to get her mercy. She maybe not went mad, but she really felt, I must get Krishna's mercy. She left. She left that place where they're all worshipping her. She left that place and she came here to planet Earth. Because Krishna was here and the impressions of his lotus feet were here. Yeah. So Bhumi then, Mother Bhumi, is saying that things like this were happening. Krishna was here, Lakshmi came, different demigods came, and my surface, this planet Earth, it became the best place in the universe, more desirable than even the heavenly planets. And there I was, Bhumi. I was thinking, very good. I have got the mercy. Everyone is coming to me. But then suddenly one day, when I was thinking, yes, I'm so fortunate, very good, suddenly Krishna left. Gone. Finished. And then so I was left just like abandoned. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains a number of important points that in material life people are trying to increase their good fortune now through industry, big factories, working hard, getting money. But Prabhupada is saying that the beauty and opulence of this world can be enhanced and increased only by the mercy of Krishna. And if you think that I will increase my opulence and good fortune by just working hard and in ordinary material ways, you will not really be successful. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada once, he arrived in America in a place called Chicago, and the devotees picked him up in a Rolls-Royce motor car. You know, very expensive, and people are impressed by Rolls-Royce. They think, oh, this is a rich man. So then they drove him to the temple. And one reporter was there at the airport and then came to the temple also and then met with Srila Prabhupada. And she was critical. And she said to Prabhupada, I thought you were a spiritual person, but now you are driving in Rolls Royce. This is not good. This is bad. And Srila Prabhupada, like Lord Chaitanya, also very clever, Srila Prabhupada said, you're right, it is very bad because I am the representative of God, and I should be the representative of God should be treated like God. And this Rolls-Royce, it is just some tin, some aluminium, cheap metal. They should have picked me up in a car made of gold. So you're right, it is not good. It is bad. So, but anyway, the thing is, people today think that we will increase our opulence and so on by industry, by working hard and so on. But that is not the way. It's not the way that we see pictures of, I don't know if we have any here, but anyway, we see pictures of Krishna as a child, and Lord Krishna, he has jewelry and some bangles, necklaces, earrings, nupur, and all these different things made of solid gold. And this is little baby Krishna. He's small, like 3-4 years old, something. But he has all these things. And it is not that Nanda Maharaj was going to the factory every day and working hard to get paisa, and in that way he was able to buy so much. No. He was simply herding the cows. That's all. Very natural life. Very nice life. And it was not that Mother Yashoda was also working in the factory. Nowadays, husband and wife, usually they are both working, and the home situation is neglected. But no, she was at home, looking after the home. So the home was very nice atmosphere. Yes, just a very nice place to live. So, yes, so the thing is, and also a very important point, is that Krishna, little Krishna, he was wearing all that jewelry and so on, not because that amongst all the children in Vrindavan, he was very special. So he got the jewelry, and the other children did not get any jewelry. No. It was normal. It was normal. Krishna was village boy. He was decorated like that. The other village boys, they were decorated like that. It's very amazing. Nowadays, you know, sometimes it happens at the Sunday feast. We serve prasadam on some paper plate, sometimes on polystyrene plate, is it? You know, that sort of plasticky polystyrene plate. And the idea is it's disposable. You eat, you throw. But sometimes we see people, they are washing the paper plate or the plastic cup to reuse it, or particularly polystyrene. They wash it to reuse it. But we understand, in fact it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam, that like the Pandavas and other Kshatriyas, that type of person, wealthy, they would eat every meal off solid gold plates. And then they would throw those plates. Hare Krishna. What can you say? Aj Kali, Kali Yuga, hey. So it's Kali Yuga. It's Kali Yuga, and things, despite working hard, and husband and wife are working hard, and sometimes children are working hard, but they're just having very, not much opulence. But when the Lord was here, Lakshmi came, Lakshmi Devi came, and there was so much opulence. It was amazing. So Srila Prabhupada makes the point that people may therefore think that what we need is to get the Lord to come again. As 5,000 years ago, he was here, sort of physically, you could say. That's what we need. As Prabhupada said, we should detain the Lord. If you understand detain. He should go, but we will hold him. And he will not go. We will detain him. But then Prabhupada says, there's no need to detain the Lord because he is still here. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, and this is what Prabhupada is saying here, that Krishna is present in his names. And if we chant his names, he's here. And even in one sense, Prabhupada says here, even if we don't chant his names, he is still here anyway, because he's omnipresent. But he's particularly present when we chant his names in very merciful form. Yes. So really what we need to do is not figure out how to increase the industrial production, like in some parts near, not far from Johannesburg. They have, around Johannesburg and sort of in the vicinity, they have the gold mines, big gold mines. But in some parts, there's one part called the Western Deeps. Deep. It's to the west of Johannesburg, the Western Deeps. They dig down 1.5-2 kilometers to bring out the gold. In fact, they dig so deep, it's very expensive. So the idea would be, we will develop the technology to dig deeper for less money, and then we can get more gold. But this is not the idea, how to increase the opulence. In Krishna's times, they were not mining like that, but gold was readily available. So the problem, what we need to do is reconnect with Krishna through sound vibration. Sankirtan Yajna, chanting the holy names of the Lord. And then if we do that, again Krishna will be present. Again, by his grace, the conditions will become better and nicer, and even more opulence will appear. It will just manifest by his mercy. And Prabhupada goes on to say, what does Prabhupada say? That the offenseless chanter of the holy name of the Lord is as auspicious as the Lord himself. Samaste. Yeah, this is a very important point. The offenseless chanter is as auspicious as the Lord. Yeah. And the movement of pure devotees all over the world can at once change the difficult situation of the world. So, Srila Prabhupada said on a few occasions in Srimad Bhagavatam, we just read the other day somewhere else, I forget where, that Prabhupada said, this movement is for producing pure devotees. So, people can get the association of pure devotees. This is what this movement is for. Yes. Because as people become more pure as devotees, and if they actually become pure devotees, then big transformation will be there. I think around Ram Nomi we were reading 9th Canto Srimad Bhagavatam, and there it explains that when Lord Ram was ruling, the conditions of life were very amazing. There was no anxiety, there was no disease, there was no bodily sickness, there was nothing like that. And even there was no death for those who did not want it. And various other things also were mentioned. And we may think that, oh, this is like some dream. This is just, you know, hallucination. But Prabhupada in the purport says, if the Sankirtan movement of the chanting of Hare Krishna spreads all over the world, the same conditions can be here, even in Kali Yuga, even in Durban, South Africa. Yeah. The whole world. So this is what we need to do. Prabhupada says, only by the propagation of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord can we be immune from all effects of the age of Kali. So let us spread Sankirtan Yajna. Is that okay? Spread it? No problem? Not opposed? Okay. Let's try and do that. And we'll see how things change. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any comment or question? Who is the leader of your party?
His.
Apna naam ki?
Krishna Kirtan Das.
Krishna Kirtan Das. Oh, you're Krishna Kirtan Das. We have met before. In Mayapur. You might not remember.
My memory is not very strong.
Okay. You used to come to Mayapur and sing, right?
Yeah.
I remember. Very good. Okay. Any comment to make on this?
No, this is very clear.
Oh, you could add some nectar. Okay, any comment or question from anyone? Srila Prabhupada ki.
Ki jai.
10th canto.
I thought you were reading from the 10th canto today, Maharaj. I was just looking and seeing what was happening, but then I realized.
Ami Toda Hindi Bol Sakta Lakin Bangala. Very poor. My name is Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. I am based here.
Now I'm asking which year you met me in Mayapur?
Which year? I go every year. I saw you a few times, but some years ago, maybe in the 80s,
yeah.
Maybe 90s.
In 80 I came there first.
Ah.
1996.
When was, yeah, during Gopanima festival,
uh-huh.
I'm usually there every year. Well, every year I have been there since maybe 86, before that also. Sometimes, 79, 76, but from 86 every year, yeah. But I didn't see you.
Yes, I have been suffering from sugar problem for 21 years.
Ooh.
So my memory is not very sharp at the moment.
I'm suffering from old age.
Yeah, I'm almost 67.
Oh, you're older than me. I understand. But no sugar problem yet.
My Guru Maharaj Srila Jayapataka Swami, he was born in 49.
Gotcha.
Me also.
Gotcha. 48. Very good.
Very nice to see you, Maharaj.
How long will you be here? Well, in South Africa, say.
Dipasa is
28th.
28th,
I see.
Yeah, of this month.
And only around this area or other areas?
No, the Durban, Johannesburg,
gotcha.
And Cape Town, I think.
Oh, I see, I see. Good.
Then there is possibility to go to Middle East also, because on that I will be back.
Achha.
Abu Dhabi.
Achha.
To the four brothers are trying to get their things.
Okay.
Yes. Everybody is on a my party musician. Even this boy, very young. He's very good Estras player.
Oh, I see.
And most of them are Midanga player.
Achha.
And he's also Jagatguru is very famous. He's very good Midanga player.
Really?
And he can sing also.
Achha.
And Shubha is, this boy is a very good singer.
Achha.
He's newcomer.
Achha.
But very good singer.
Achha.
And Shubha is gone.
Achha.
He's very good Midanga player.
Achha.
And there's another boy who can teach Midanga. He's like the master, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maharaj bless us, please.
Hare Krishna.
And welcome to Bangladesh. You ever been in Bangladesh?
Not Bangladesh.
So Bangladesh is such country that many of Lord's associate came from.
Right.
Like Narottama Das Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, and Guru of Narottama Das Thakur, Srila Loknath Goswami, and so on.
Pundarik
Vidyanidhi, Rup Sanatan, Jeev Goswami, Vasudev Dad, Mukunda Dad, all are from.
I must come.
Sri Vash Pandit. Bless us, I come once.
I've heard. I know some devotees have been there. We'll try and come sometime. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dhanyavad. Hare Krishna.